This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Also, one point that we do need to discuss about Isa that is explicitly mentioned in this surah, Surah Ali Imran. It is a key verse that we need to understand. Verse number 55, that وَقَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ, that when Allah said, O Jesus, I am mutawaffika, I'll translate this in a while, وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ, and I will raise you up. Now, mainstream Muslims from the time of, or the earliest of times, mainstream Muslims have believed that Isa, the son of Mary, Jesus, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from being killed by the children of Israel, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously raised him up alive, and that he is still alive now, and that he will come and return towards the end of times. Now, this is the belief and is the standard belief of mainstream Muslims, alhamdulillah, from the beginning of time. There are some people who go against this theology, and they believe that Jesus was killed on the cross, or Jesus died in a natural fashion or whatever. And they use this verse of the Quran where Allah says, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, and they translate مُتَوَفِّيكَ as, we will cause you to die, because tawaffa does mean to die. There is the correct interpretation, though no question about it, that one meaning of tawaffa is to die. But what did I just say 10 minutes ago? When there is a vague verse, the Quran is telling us, don't just use this vagueness. Don't just read in your meaning. Look at the entire message. And for evidences beyond the scope of today's brief talk here, but there are verses in the Quran, Surah Az-Zumar has it. There are other verses as well. There are many ahadith that are very explicit in this regard, that we're going to have to understand mutawafika over here, not as to cause to die, but another meaning. Because in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamud fi manamiha. Allah Azza wa Jal takes the souls of those who are dead and those who have gone to sleep and have not died. So the term tawaffa is also used to go to sleep. So it's not just to die. And from this very verse, we learn that the meaning that is implied is a long sleep. Why? إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ, I will cause you to tawaffa and raise you up to me. What does this mean, raise you up to me? If Isa had been dead, there is no raising up. The body has to be raised up. Isa has to be raised up. The very fact that Isa is being raised up rather than his body being here is an indication that he is alive. So this is something we have to be very clear about in our mainstream Muslim understanding and theology.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وَتَأْبَى فِي الْهَوَى قُرْبِي فَتُبْ مِمَّا جَنَيْتَ عَسَى تَعُودُ إِلَى